Hey guys, what's up? Welcome to another episode of the Podcasting Dead. I am the Fallen Fett, and sitting in for El Sinestro, Rich is still out. We miss you, brother. I can't wait till you come back. The one and only Darth Moocher.
What's up, man? I'm here again.
Dude, it's been a great run. Thank you so much for filling
You're
in
welcome.
Again. And today we're going to be breaking down, I thought this was a great episode.
Yeah.
I really did.
I did too.
I have a lot of questions. This episode brought up, I want so many backstories.
Yes.
And I hope that fans caught this like I
mm-hmm.
did.
Mm-hmm.
I seriously watched this, Marco, probably about four or five times.
Really?
I watched this episode.
Okay.
Because I was just trying to figure shit out.
Yeah, yeah.
And the answers weren't there.
Yeah.
And I want the answers.
Yeah. To me, we have two different things. It's almost like the X-Files back in the day where you had the main story and then you had your little spin-off stories.
Right.
Okay. And when The Walking Dead does this, and Fear did it a couple times, I thought it gives so much marination to the characters that you fall in love with, right? Especially the ones that we love. Like,
yes.
Like the one that stands out to me was Morgan's character when they did his spinoff. And,
okay.
Or, not spinoff, but
what happened to him.
Exactly.
Right.
So, and this one was, you know, we're going with John Dory and Laura.
And it's great because we've already fallen in love with the cowboy.
Yes.
I mean, from the beginning,
yeah.
This guy was cool.
And from the day one when we heard his, when we were introduced to him at the beginning of this
yes.
season, we're like, I need to see his backstory. Because
yes.
he had so much to say. Like
yes.
you said, more questions, right? So much to say that you're like, well, now I need to know how he got there. And I'm hoping one day we're going to do this kind of backtrack and see where he got
Yeah, this
here.
Is only so. Just a little bit. This was
yeah.
a hint. This wasn't even his backstory.
Right.
This was Laura's
yeah.
backstory.
Yeah.
That's the name of the episode.
Yeah.
Which is Naomi.
Right.
So we'll get into that when we break everything down. But
right, right, right.
This is just, it wasn't. It showed us just where he was at that moment.
Right. This is what they're showing on this episode. Again, yeah, we're going to break it down. It's their meeting.
Correct.
It's Laura and John's meeting. Or
yes.
Naomi,
yes.
how we know her as
right.
Naomi. Okay.
Right. Which I still question, is that her name?
Exactly.
Right. Okay.
And the great thing about these kind of episodes when we steer off the main storyline and we kind of get into these little backstories on what they did before the event. Like everybody had their life.
Yes. Uh-huh.
You know? And again, those are the things that I look at. I look for. I'm like,
okay.
Oh, okay, that's interesting. And then, of course, they take in that their profession or something, and it does work out to what they're doing now.
Right.
And then, of course, I also look at these kind of episodes where somebody like Carol and the Fear,
okay.
how she did a whole 180 because of this world and where she was.
Right.
You know what I mean? So
right.
those are the things that are interesting in these kind of spinoff episodes or kind
right.
of like detour episodes that we need to see these the backstories. And also, because Fear did this, and I want to bring up something too, but because Fear did this with John Dory,
okay.
we always thought, is he a secondary character? Is he going to join our main cast? Is he going to be killed off? Are we going to follow Alicia Strand and,
right.
and all these things? So it's almost like a solidification now. John Dory is a main cast member that we're either going to join our cast later on or along with Morgan and stuff. I don't think he's a secondary, just a throwaway character.
Okay. That's a great point to bring up.
Yeah.
And now this is what I think about it.
Okay.
Is, as you're saying this, I'm looking at these episodes now. Maybe Fear could be leading us more towards what could happen in our
yeah.
in our Walking Dead. Because now we're showing that characters are expendable.
Yeah.
We've had Carl.
Oh, yeah.
We've
yes.
had Nick.
Yeah.
So even though you're a main character right now,
right,
doesn't
right.
mean that's what the story's about.
Right.
So our Walking Dead was Rick because that's who we got introduced.
Correct.
But it could spin off all of a sudden to somebody else like they're doing now.
Yeah.
Everybody's giving great response to the cowboy.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody wants to know more. Everybody's made the same comments.
Mm-hmm.
And seeing him like this in this environment, if we killed off Strand and Alicia and them, and now it went on
right
with
like
Morgan
a whole
and the cowboy,
mm-hmm.
correct,
mm-hmm.
and Al videotaping everything.
Right.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah,
I really am.
I am too,
because it gives us that notion. You know,
yeah.
Nick's gone. Wow, people are expendable, but we're seeing a whole nother side. And again, it plays into the
yeah.
Al's the one telling all the stories.
Yes,
but it was,
and this goes on to a theory of mine.
Okay.
Because there is three episodes left.
Only three, right.
Okay,
this
now.
This is episode five.
Correct.
Okay.
Now, it didn't say mid-season finale. It didn't say, you know what I mean? It just said three episodes left. So, this being, let me ask you something. So this being a reboot of, if you will.
Okay.
Is this the 8 episodes that we're going to get, and then maybe they're going to see how this goes, and then
so like Fear's over and it's going to turn to something else?
Either that, or they're just testing the waters here on this kind of layout.
Okay.
And then maybe it's going to either cancel or go into something else.
Right.
Now, so either that, because again, a lot of times, you know, when Fear did this and then when Walking Dead did this, the 3 episodes left to the mid-season finale.
Okay.
And then we knew it would pick up, you know, 3 or 6 months later. And
right. Coming back.
Okay. So a couple things could be happening here. One that I really want to happen is that this group is all going to – this is just – they're finalizing their storyline. And like you said, with Al, maybe Al is the catalyst that moves to a different group.
Right.
And so like this Fear could be 8 episodes. And the next Fear – there's no more mid-season, which I'm saying.
Okay.
There might not be no more mid-season. It just be 8 episodes of this group with Al.
Okay.
And another 8 episodes with this – another group with Al. That would be cool because then that solidifies your theory that she's documenting.
And also, I would love that.
Yeah.
I would love to see what else was out there. This giving us 100%. Like what we saw today.
Yeah.
It was, fuck, I had so many questions. And that's why I had to watch it so many times. That's what we'll get into.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if you saw it or not. Did you notice the walkers all had weapons in them?
I noticed a lot more of that. Yeah, absolutely. Like and machete like sticking out of them.
A dynamite stick.
Yes.
Another one had like a pry bar coming out. Another one had like something happened, like a war.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? And they left the bodies like that. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
I want to know, where did all these walkers come from?
It's actually mentioned in this episode, too, where, well, like I said, when we break it down, there is a mention of it, like, where are they coming from?
Yeah, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What you're, and this is funny, because now we're both on the same page.
Yeah.
So what you're saying is exactly what I want.
Yes.
I want an episode, I want to know where these walkers came from. I want to know what the fuck happened.
Yeah.
Why and what? And I love that we got to see Laura's backstory, and I still want the Cowboys backstory, John Dory, because this just showed where he was. And I'm like, stupid fuck, why'd you leave? Yeah. Right?
Exactly.
This guy had everything.
He had it made.
Everything.
Yeah.
He has some stuff I have no idea how he has it.
Yeah.
But love will make you do crazy things.
Exactly.
I mean, seriously, I can't believe he left that place and what was going on.
Yeah, because when we're watching this and then where we know he ended up.
Correct.
You're like, fuck,
that, man. And that's what I'm saying. The whole time when they're showing his place and what's going on.
Yeah.
I just kept, fuck, what?
This is perfect.
Why? What the fuck are you doing?
I can relate so much because I live like that.
Right.
Off the grid almost, to a sense.
Yeah.
People tease me about it. I live off the grid in a way. I'm only, you know. Out by myself, and I love it. I love it. In his little isolation hut that he was in was perfect. You know,
So and why leave reason it? For being there?
Right.
Oh, that was great.
Yeah.
All right, man. Let's take a quick break.
Cool.
And then we'll come back and we'll break down the episode.
Cool. Hey, Paul. What I was thinking is that we need to cut a promo.
Yeah, I've been working on some ideas. It's just I don't really know where to go with it exactly. What if I got like a filter where we could just kind of talk normally and we can have kind of a script, but then I can like filter it so that one of us will have one kind of voice and then one will have the other.
I want to put my request, make me as Freddy Krueger. Can you do that?
Maybe instead of the voices, what if we tried to like write a skit, develop a whole thing and we have a backstory and, but well, I don't know. That might be kind of too long. So
well, like screeching cars and explosions and fireworks. And
Yeah. Well, what about,
I like it.
Maybe instead of, you know, doing a filter, we could just like reach out to Robert Englund himself and maybe he can, you know, just record a promo for us sometime. Do you think, we might have to like raise some money.
We can do a Kickstarter and we could just throw it out to like Robert Englund and you know just all kinds of actors and I think people will do that.
I think
sure, why not?
Well, you know what, I don't know, maybe we're overthinking this whole thing. How about if we just tell people where to find us?
I like that.
You can find us at Who Will Survive on iTunes, Stitcher, on the Legion Podcast Network, and on the Raw Live and Unedited Podcasting Network. Also on Facebook and Instagram under the same name.
Oh wait, can we do it underwater with piranhas killing me?
That would kind of be brutal.
And if that doesn't work, then you can do the regular promo.
All right. Well, just get in the water and I'll go get some fish.
All right, cool.
All All right, guys, welcome back. And now we're going to be breaking down season 4, episode 5, Laura.
Laura.
And Laura is Naomi.
Right.
Actually, our old ass Jenna Elfman. So, oh, wait. It's, what was it? Old fine ass?
Old fine ass Jenna Elfman.
There you go. Yeah. Okay. Right. And that's who Laura is. Yeah. And the cowboy, who is John Dory.
Right.
We get his last name here. Dory like the fish.
Yes.
Except, what did he say?
Oh, man.
I.E. or something.
I wish I wrote it down because
right?
it was so
funny. He says it, yeah. And she says, so still John likes to fish like the fish?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, yeah, I guess so. Right. This guy's cool as fuck.
Right, right, right.
I love John's character.
Yes.
I love the tidbits we've gotten from it.
Yeah.
And it's great.
I like how strong he is.
Yes.
Mentally strong in a way, but he does miss that compassion, but he's never, like, out of it yet. Like, he's adapted to this world. You know, we see him adapted
like
to his world.
He was adapted even beforehand.
Yeah, like
well, you said, when you said off the grid.
Correct. And we do get a little backstory of him, of where his turn came later on.
Okay.
Kind of like where his mental, you know, he turned these things off about just being isolated. So there's an event that happened in his past.
Yes.
We find out that he was a police officer.
Yes. He had mentioned that before to Morgan, though.
He did. But we get a little bit more backstory on it.
Correct.
You know, and... it's funny, just to revert back a little bit, it's funny you mentioned, is Laura her real name? And I'm like, and I just thought about it now. It's like, well, you know, Laura never said her name was Laura.
No.
It was John Dory who gave her that name.
He gave her that
on.
Name.
But
I'm
anyway.
Saying is Naomi.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. And the reason why I say, is Naomi her real name? Because what we're going to break down and go through of her and John.
Yes.
She never, like you said, she never gave her name. So why did she give it?
Right.
Because
there
diamond,
is a sense
to the
of,
people at the diamond.
Exactly. Because there's a sense of she's continuously trying to leave. And
yes.
Yeah. Not
okay. So
yeah.
Let's go ahead and get started. We get.
Yeah.
We open up and we get to see his life.
Yes.
As always in a flashback.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
this is great. He's cleaning those guns.
Right.
And he has both.
He has both of them.
Right.
So this is pre Naomi or Laura.
Cleans it. And then he goes and. Well, first of all, he has an alarm clock. He has electricity still.
With the damn fish that sings Take Me to the River.
That he rigged. Did you see it's rigged?
It's rigged,
see,
yeah.
This is why I had to watch so many times because I wanted to catch everything.
Yeah. So how did he know how to do
this? He's in a cabin.
Yeah.
He's in a cabin, a nice-sized cabin.
Mm-hmm.
He has rigged an old-school ringing bell alarm clock to the old fish plaques, that saying where you press the button.
Yeah.
That's his alarm clock
every
day. Then he wakes up and he goes and he cleans
his
guns.
It's a routine. He has an absolute routine.
And he sticks to it.
Yes.
So this guy probably knows the time, the day, everything.
Yeah.
Cleans his guns, fucking starts breakfast.
Makes breakfast, eggs.
He had eggs.
But there's chickens on the ranch.
Coffee.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, you could see the chickens there.
Yeah, and what's he put instead of cream in his coffee?
His candies.
He puts a piece of candy in there.
His candies he has.
He must have like a surplus of candy.
He has to. Like a whole barrel. That's what I'm thinking. And we'll get into that.
Yeah,
why.
Yeah.
He has his coffee, and then we get where his words came from. He has a four-player game of Scrabble going on his table.
Right, right.
And he must be playing each side.
Yeah.
And so he thinks of the highest words he can with
throughout his day.
And while he's going through his day, those are the words that he's saying.
Yes.
He's still alone.
Right.
So when we first opened up, when he met Morgan, that's what he was doing.
Right.
He was saying the words still.
Exactly.
So it's hard for him to get away from that.
He's trying to keep and I'm getting this like where he's living, he's got a routine down, and it's very important in this kind of world to keep a routine like that, because you will go nuts. We've seen characters go nuts of isolation, not knowing how to live like this.
Morgan
especially
did.
With
Morgan
especially
did.
With
That's
no
funny.
Company, right?
Right.
So he is trying to day by day has a routine. Does and throughout the day he's keeping his brain busy by playing Scrabble words and whatever and you see him kind of mumble these words and then when one pops in he's like aha, that's his like completion of the day, that's his
right,
that's his his aha moment, I guess, what you live for, I guess what he's living for.
He's in the boonies next to is that a river?
It's like a creek, a little river,
something.
Sure.
We really don't know. We know that it runs under a freeway.
Yes.
So it could be a river of some sort.
Yeah. Yeah.
He takes water from there, and this is the part that I did not know.
Yeah.
And I even come from a water company.
Right. What's he
doing
there?
What is the machine? Is it purifying the water?
That's what I mean.
That's what I thought. And then I'm thinking, does it also make electricity?
Well, that's what I was saying. Is it a generator of sort? It didn't look like he made it. It looked like it was there already at that cabin. Either that was his cabin initially, I don't know. Maybe just found it or whatever.
But it's funny how they keep showing this stuff.
Yeah.
Because immediately I'm like, I want to go on the internet and I want to search this and I want one now.
I thought it was a desaltation, thing.
But it
that
wasn't,
he's doing,
though, because he's getting the buckets from the river.
Yeah.
We saw him open up the water for the coffee.
Right.
So that's where I'm like, okay, does it filter the river?
It's got
to
be
water,
some sort of.
But at the same time, does it turn electricity? Because how does he have electricity?
Yeah.
You don't hear a generator running.
That's true.
You don't.
Yeah, so we have to look into that. What kind
that's
of...
See, this is what I'm saying. This is why I kept watching the episode.
Right, right.
This guy is... John Dory is living the life.
Yes.
I mean, food. He ends the day. He's watching movies with popcorn.
Right, yeah.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
And you got to remember, guys, I know this is fear, but we have caught up.
We're up to speed.
And so this wasn't like a long time, like it just happened.
Right.
So that's why he still has all this.
Right.
He's been this way.
Yes.
And he has so much going for him. Not only is that river or creek, but then he goes fishing.
Yeah.
And also he has a, I want to call it a moat.
Yeah, it's a safe, because every once in a while a zombie will wash up on a river and then come to his place and try to cross and attack him, whatever. But he built like a safeguard moat and
right.
with like wooden planks that he would.
That's a big plank.
Yeah.
You could hear him lift it almost as tall as him and then it has to drop
exactly.
over.
So he would walk over. So he dug a good 4 foot, 5 foot ditch around
his
property.
And this is where our little clue comes in, where he says, where are you guys coming from?
Yes.
So he doesn't get zombies.
Right.
Over there, because he's surprised. He says
right.
that. Where are you guys coming from?
Like, it seems like to me, because he's doing his thing, it's like a routine thing where he just gets up casually, takes the axe from
uh-huh.
the thing and just bashes the zombie head in and just kind of
so
like,
he knows what's happened.
Yeah.
Knows how to kill them.
Yeah.
He's equipped to it, but he's been so far out in the boonies and he has everything running for him. Even to see one, he's like, gosh dang it.
Right.
And I'm thinking,
I'm cleaning my guns here.
Yeah, we got hordes walking around, and this guy is living the life.
If it's just, I mean, he sleeps well.
Yes,
he sleeps like there's no sense of danger.
No,
you know. So obviously, to me, he's dug a perimeter around the entire property, and like kind of traps or whatever. Maybe he checks them every day.
And zombies aren't even our danger; it's people.
Correct.
And so he's so far out, nobody knows what's going on.
Yeah, yeah.
That's like you're saying, the sleeping and everything.
Yeah.
He's fine to it. Because when he hears the noise, he knows it's only a zombie.
Exactly.
That's it. It's a walker. Mm-hmm. And okay. What does he call it? He called the dead.
The dead.
Remember we were saying, you know, what names do we get?
Right.
He says the dead.
Right. Right.
So we get that. And are we missing anything else?
No, that's it. Because again,
cabin life?
It's just his routine. I'm trying to think here. The coffee was great with the candy, because I'm going to try that, actually.
Okay, right?
Throw like one of those caramel candies that he has or whatever.
He mentioned he has different ones, so it's not the same.
Yeah.
He's had, because he says he put it together sometimes, and he gets crazy.
Yeah.
Remember, that's crazy for him, and he'll turn it into almost like a peanut brittle.
Right.
But
right.
it was
that's
caramel
right.
and something else. So he does have access to different candies.
Yes. So, like I said, his routine—it's just a great and has I can't remember the song that was playing through the whole routine, but it's just kind of those cool things that The Walking Dead does, you know, or the series does. Is
they
that
play to it.
They just play to it, and the music's very important too. You gotta pay attention to, because a lot of it is where it's almost like a complacent life that he's doing. He's just going through the motions, you know.
I wanted to be John Dory.
I did. Yeah.
I do. Yeah. He had it perfect.
Yeah. We were talking about, you have a place that you're going to go in your zombie apocalypse,
right,
and I have mine.
Said,
I'm like,
okay,
hey, wait
a minute.
So you're
going to go to the glass factory. I'll go here.
Yeah.
And
I'm going to go to Big Bear now.
That's what I'm saying. He just
get a cabin.
Or just go out somewhere so far where you're not bugged. Build your moat.
Yeah.
Build your moat and then make sure you're next to a river.
Exactly.
And everything. And
he has it all right there.
I just
grab a couple chickens.
I want to know what that machine was.
Yeah.
Because
it has to be some sort of water purification, because he is grabbing it from the river, pouring it in there. And we see him do this like three times or twice or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And so that's the only way that I see him getting fresh water.
That's
it's
what gotta
I'm saying. Be some sort of treatment plant. But then again, you're right about the electricity.
I don't know where the electricity is coming from.
You know, I was going to say, like, why would there not be any electricity? You know, I've seen these shows, these documentary shows, if the civilization died, what would happen to our because there is maintenance to be done if the maintenance aren't working. But out in the sticks, like out in the hills and stuff, you know, where they have, you know, underground wire connected, you know, to a plant, why wouldn't there be electricity?
You think so?
I don't know. I like that's a question, that I would want to ask. If you're not into a major city where electricity is run by a dam or a big plant.
I've seen too many movies.
Yeah.
And I just see everything.
Everything's off.
Shutting down.
Yeah, it's like just shut down. I'm sitting there going,
you have no water.
If no one was at
the
electric company here to turn it off, and it might be naive, and maybe I have to ask if there's some sort of maintenance that happens.
What keeps the electricity going?
Yeah.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And that's why I'm wondering what type of machine.
You can't overload
the
electricity. The population's dead. I mean, you know what I mean? So that's one of those things where we always look for now in this world, like, is there a generator? Is there somebody manning this? How are they getting power? Because we've seen Rick's group go with no power all the time.
Well, and see, that's what's funny. That's why it was so surprising to me.
Yeah.
Because we've never seen Rick and them walk into power.
Yeah, we knew that Alexandria.
Remember,
I know we're going on time. We knew Alexandria had its own electrical grid.
Correct.
Its own, because it was supposed to be like this test area that they were doing.
And it was running off of solar. And
everything.
It was this and that.
Yeah.
So that explained it.
Yeah.
But we've never had them go into an area and turn on the lights.
Right.
You know, lights are always off. Everything's destroyed.
Right.
Naomi says it in this one. You have what?
Right.
Hot what?
Yeah, yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
So stuff like that is just,
yeah,
you imagine it gone from us as movie buffs.
Yeah. And before anybody asks if John Dory was a survivalist, you know, those people that, yeah, you know, ran, you know, rat pack or what is it called? Like just take everything and build bunkers and
right.
do all these. No, he wasn't. We know that he wasn't in his former or the before the apocalypse.
No.
He wasn't a survivalist type person. So
he secluded himself.
Right.
He ran away for a reason.
Right.
So that's his day.
Mm-hmm.
And then we get to where he thinks it's another walker.
Right.
And again, this is strange to me because I had to keep rewatching.
Okay.
All of a sudden, this is where we get introduced to Laura.
Right.
And she's washed up and mm-hmm. injured.
Now, washed up and sliced on the side of her stomach.
I thought she showed up in that canoe.
Yeah,
she
there
was
wasn't-
going.
Yeah, there. Yeah,
but as I
kept rewatching,
that's where I thought she came from.
Yeah,
like she was traveling down the river, passed out,
well,
ended up there.
Maybe she did. I don't know what you saw going back. If it was the canoe was just tore up that it couldn't float, but maybe she did, and she saw the cabin, and then and climbed out of it and just collapsed in front of it. Like, you know what I mean? Because she was injured and she was bleeding out, so maybe she saw John's place and tried to come out of there. So maybe she did come out on that canoe.
No.
But that is John's canoe, right?
Yeah, the canoe's been there.
So
it was there upside down when we saw him going through his
day.
That's
right. There's that theory. So maybe she
was
floating in the river the whole time? Or
I don't know.
Yeah.
And again, we don't get that answer.
Yeah.
And this is
maybe it's just left up to our imagination of she just somehow washed up on his doorstep, so to speak.
This is what blows me away was that
yeah.
She showed up, and we don't know from where. And she's injured.
Yes.
So what the fuck happened?
Well,
that's immediately what I'm thinking.
Now, her injury, what did it look like to you?
A knife cut.
Yeah. It looked like a maybe not a puncture, but enough of a slice.
Well, what
not
I'm
a puncture.
Thinking is the zombie that we see with the machete.
Exactly. That's what I was thinking. Like, you know, does she have something to do with that? And throughout this episode, Laura is very cryptic. Through the whole thing. She's very cryptic. Even as we know her now into the new, you know, the group. Or
correct.
A couple episodes ago, she was very cryptic. They're always flighty and want to leave all the time. And
yes.
And we never get any information out of her. So we have
to
put
this is funny. So he gets her.
Yeah.
He grabs her and she says, I have to go back.
Right. Like she's come from someplace.
Correct. And she says, I have to go back. So it's funny that you mentioned that because now she's always... I want to take off.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to take off.
Yeah.
Everything we've seen, what we talked about with her and Alicia.
Right.
Her wanting to leave the diamond that we see.
Yeah.
Her with him.
Mm-hmm.
I want to leave. But yet when he found her, she's out of it. She's hurt. She says, I have to go back.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what the fuck happened?
Right.
So he gets her. And this is where we see that John is truly a good guy.
Yeah.
We've had your bad guys and mm-hmm. we've had good guys.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen Rick take on both mantles.
Right.
Absolutely, we have.
Right.
And he was good. He carries her. He brings her. She's still out of it, and he still says, you're injured. I have to look at it.
Right,
because
right.
it's under her shirt.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
Like, this guy really must have been a cop.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, and a good guy.
Right.
So he sees it, and we see this huge gash.
Yeah.
And then he says, we have to take care of it.
Yes.
And
he's like, yeah, well, we'll take care of this first, and yeah, you could be on your way kind of deal. And she's very standoffish. like very at first, like just of course you're not going to trust anybody. You can't blame her for not trusting him, but
you
she
can.
Does
that's,
go.
That's an
but
automatic,
she's,
right?
Yeah, but she's in trouble.
Yes,
you know, so she's as absolutely has no choice at this point.
He covers it, and then she passes out.
Yeah,
he lays her down and everything.
Yeah.
And she wakes up to realize where she is.
Mm-hmm.
He's already doing his routine.
Yeah.
And then he comes back to her and checks it. And he says, you know, you're badly injured. It's not a bite.
Right.
It's not a gash.
Yeah.
You have a wound. So just take a little while, heal, and you'll
mm-hmm.
be okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She says he has the fishing hook to sew her up.
Yeah.
Hands it to her. And she can't do it. And then she.
Well, she mentioned something like, here, pinch, you know, you need to do this. And he's like,
yeah,
I can't do this. She goes, just pinch the folds. Sew it like this, whatever, yes. And then he, you know, he stitches her up.
Right.
So, and we know that she was a nurse.
Yes.
You know, okay, because right, as a viewer, right. We know that she was a nurse.
Yes.
And then, so, of course, he does question her later. How do you know all these things?
Right.
And, you know.
This was their meeting. She's very standoffish, like you said. He's going. He's telling her, stay. She's like, I have to go. He's like, you're injured.
Yeah.
Heal, and then you'll be
exactly.
okay.
Yeah. In the meantime, I know what he's thinking as far as, like, maybe I just be nice to her and pacify her, this and that. And maybe she'll stay because he longs the company. He really, really does. And that's the whole thing where you.
I love that he wasn't pushy, though.
Exactly.
He left her after he sewed her up and went on with his routine.
Right.
And she was able to watch his day.
Right.
Until. And then she stepped to the door and he had a pair of shoes outside.
Yeah.
What was it? Like rubber sneaker boots?
There were boots. Like galoshes or something, you know? And,
yeah, almost. But it had almost like a sneaker bottom.
Yeah.
So he says, you know, you should really get rid of those shoes
right.
and wear these. These will help you more. And she's like, no, I'm fine. She's again, standoffish.
Yeah, yeah.
And then when they have an attack of just a couple show up again.
Just a couple. Mm-hmm.
And she helps him get those and he hits again. So he knows that she's very self-sufficient.
Yeah.
Again,
yeah.
He mentions where are they coming from.
Yeah.
And she doesn't. But these, again, is where I noticed they had more wounds.
Yeah.
More war wounds.
Okay.
One, like I said, looked like it had dynamite sticking out of its leg.
Yeah.
I
thought that was a bone myself, but you're saying dynamite because you're right.
I've been looking.
And,
all of these have like some type of weapon coming out. And I'm like, what in the fuck
happened? This is where we have to pay very close attention because it does, like I said, they don't do anything unless it's coming into play later.
Right.
Okay. Even though this is a kind of a flashback.
Right.
But we don't know how far of a flashback this is. You know what
and
I mean? From
more
our
hers.
Group. It is. It's
because it's not John's fool. We're
right.
just getting tidbits of John. Like, this is how he lived.
Right, right.
This is hers because why he's after her also.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Like I said, it's more hers because we're getting his voice of him telling her what happened.
Correct.
So we don't get to see the beginning. Like we said, it's been going on.
Yeah.
And he only fills in with his side of the story. This was, no, you know what, so it's not even hers either, because like we said, how in the fuck did she get there?
Right, right.
What happened? It's more of just their meeting.
Right.
So it is.
Exactly.
It's just more of their meeting.
Because of how last episode left off.
Right.
Yeah.
So she sees his routine.
Mm-hmm.
You got to imagine that a couple days have gone by.
I think so. Sure.
And then she wants to learn how to fish.
Yeah.
She's realizing this guy has it made here.
Yeah. Teach me to survive more. Now I'm thinking.
Because I have to go.
It was weird because like you're watching it and you're going, okay, the urgency of her going, and maybe that's just because she doesn't want to get close to somebody. We've seen that before because they all die. Morgan still suffers with that.
Yes.
And then you're just getting a sense of there's a camp somewhere where they got lost and she
that's
has to get back
thinking.
To.
That's what I was thinking.
But then it's like, teach me this. And she's getting comfortable. She's starting to get comfortable with John. Like,
but again, she sees that he knows his shit.
Yeah.
So again, I'm not falling into Laura Naomi yet.
Right, right, right.
Because I have so many questions about her.
Yeah.
So why is she learning all this? It is great. Like I said, he has it made.
Yeah.
He has fish, and he teaches her everything. How to catch it, how to gut it.
How to gut it.
Cook
it. Exactly.
Everything he's doing there.
Yeah.
Like, if you lived with John for a couple months, you could go on, find your own place, and do everything that
I would
he
live
did,
with him
and be fine.
Because I'll still throw up if I have to gut fish. So he's going to have to do it for me.
Right,
I'm not doing that, John.
I'm not finding fish. I'm going to go fucking find frozen fish.
I'll fish them.
Yeah.
I'll fish and catch them, but John's still got to clean them.
Nope. I won't even eat that. I'm like, where's the tartar sauce?
Exactly.
And he's still going to pull out tartar sauce.
He will. Absolutely will.
From a fucking running fridge and everything.
Exactly.
And getting to that point, so they're learning stuff. Now they're both doing the routine. You could see they're playing off of it.
Yes. They're happy. They're a good couple.
She did. she did wake up one time and saw him cleaning the guns, but yes. didn't want to see that she was known.
Right. Right.
And then at a point, she says about the I need new dressing. He says, "Okay, I'll go get it."
Yes.
And she says, "I want to go.
I'll go with you." And he's okay. like, "All right."
Yeah. So this is where we see them in the canoe.
Yeah.
And they're going upstream, and mm-hmm. now mm-hmm. we get where our walkers are coming from.
Correct.
So this is what I was getting into. There was like a freeway overpass. Not
yeah,
freeway,
it's
a street.
It's just a highway or street. Bridge.
Over the river.
Correct. There's like a bridge.
And mm-hmm. it looks like a car crashed.
Yes.
Took it out. And so they're falling over the edge.
Yeah, there's an opening in the fence.
Uh-huh. And they're falling over.
Exactly. And like you see him plop. One falls over. And Laura says, well,
now,
there's your
problem. I had to watch it so many times.
Okay.
Because I hate when stupid shit happens.
Right.
So like we've talked about before, we've had zombies used to run,
yeah.
try and open up doors.
Right, right.
Some who would open up fences, like Rich would say, you
yeah,
know,
yeah.
jump fences.
Yeah.
And so to me, I was, so why are they just fucking falling in the water? I don't get it.
You're
so
right.
So it took me a couple times to watch
okay.
it. It was because the car that went over had zombies trapped in it, and they were kept hitting the glass, making noise.
Oh, so it was the noise that would draw them
yes.
through. Because I questioned that, too. I'm sitting there going, why don't they just walk by this hole?
That was mine. We've been way too invested in this.
Exactly.
So I wanted answers.
I got you.
So I had to keep watching because, one, I'm like, where are all these zombies coming from with weapons? And
yeah.
I kept trying to, can I see something? Is something
yeah, yeah.
figured out? And then he immediately asked, is that you? Is that where you came from?
Right,
because
right.
the car crashed. She's
right.
like, no.
Right.
I'm a bad driver, but not that bad.
That was funny.
And I still got to question it.
Okay.
Because I'm like, well, you know, where did you come from?
Would she tell him?
No.
That's the thing. You know, maybe that was her.
So I don't think so because she wasn't concerned looking over it.
Right.
One is coming at them and he's like, don't just.
They just kind of like push him off and let him fly down the river
right?
or float down the river. Yeah.
And then we get more of John's backstory, and
yeah.
this is what was great.
Yes.
We see a deserted fucking town, a little small community,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
very small town.
Yeah.
Man, how can we even describe it? It was a gas station, a convenience store.
If everybody's been out to like the campsites and the hills or whatever,
okay.
Even,
okay.
There's little bait shops here and there, and there's little general stores.
A general store.
Yeah, you'll
absolutely.
Have like a gas station, a bait shop, and a general store, and a restaurant, maybe a cafe.
And that's it.
And that's what reminds me of that.
In between your destination. Like, do you need gas?
Yeah, yeah.
And this is
that's
why
it.
He's not being bothered.
Right.
And to top it off, there's cones and a closed street everywhere.
Yeah.
And he said they closed it before everything happened, so nobody was around here.
Yeah, it was like an untouched gem left for John to raid.
And it's a great backstory.
Yeah.
Because he walks into the store, guys, and it's a fucking store.
It is
filled.
This is what,
with everything.
This is what is so great about this episode, in my opinion. I'm sure you like this too, is that yeah, he's like, yeah, you know, I take what I need and I just, you know, and I come back whenever.
Yes.
And I'm thinking in my head, because we've been on this journey for 10 years
yes.
as far as this stuff, we go, take everything.
I know.
And stockpile everything, right?
I'm already thinking, okay, was there a truck? Is there?
Yeah.
What can you get
he's,
to take
He's
back?
Assuming it'll be there when he gets back.
Because there hasn't been anybody.
So I'm putting it that, and I'm saying, well, he hasn't faced danger yet as far as other humans, the living. He hasn't faced any danger to the point where he needs to worry about that. He knows, I'll go to my general store anytime I need to.
And you know what about facing danger either? Is he has the cop mentality.
Yeah.
And not the bad cop mentality.
Right, right, right. Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
he knows what he has to do to get out of danger.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So
yeah.
that's a plus to him.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, why do I have to take all this?
Sure.
You know?
As I said, I don't think he's spoiled in that aspect yet. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And this is where I think he's getting all the candies. So if you think a general store like that, what do they always have? They had those barrels full of candy, right? I mean, like a literally Donkey Kong barrel full of candy.
And you must take a handful every time.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
And there was everything. He rents his videos.
Okay, this is the greatest ever. In this world, again, the innocence of John Dory.
Yes.
He doesn't just take the videos.
No.
He signs out for him. He takes the
Did
clipboard,
the
and
sheet?
It's all John Dory.
It's
Dory.
All his name.
I love it. Oh, my God. because every general store like this has that, had this little video, even as 15, 20 rentals, whatever.
Right.
But he's, I don't know, he's holding on to civilization. He's holding on to hope.
He is.
And he's following the rules of.
And again, that's why not taking everything.
Yeah. Yeah, and like I said, and I'm sure he, I guarantee you, he brings them back and puts the videotapes back on the shelf.
He was there. That's why he was. I think you could hear him in the background as they showed her shopping.
Stuff back, yeah.
And that was funny. She's going crazy. She grabbed a backpack.
Yeah, she, and
she's grabbing handfuls of shit.
What did she go through? All medical stuff.
Yes.
She went right to the medical again.
Okay, you know, and this is where, does it show her character or was she playing it? So as he's just getting his little stuff that he always needs, going to his video rentals.
Yeah.
He says, are you rearranging the store?
Yeah.
Because she said, no, people don't think an emergency and the best thing that people need are splints.
Right.
So she put everything
together.
She kind
of rotated things up.
To make a splint and put it available
I think
there.
That's her dropping her guard a little bit and showing her.
So you think that was true?
I do.
Because I'm questioning it. Is she playing it up for him? Like, ooh, I'm a nice person.
No, because again, I think it's she's like getting comfortable with John. She's getting more comfortable because we see this transition. And
after
and
that, she slowed down her shopping.
She did.
Because she's like,
well,
because
now
oh.
he called her on it, and then she had to put that face back on.
Yes.
Almost, you know what I mean?
Correct.
So that's why I think she let it down a little bit, and then she's like, oh no, people don't. You're right. Like this is what they would grab first. So it's her letting her guard down just a little bit, and then John noticing it,
right?
And then like, oh yeah, then going right back to being cryptic again.
Yes.
So,
but it was great. The general store has
everything. I loved it.
I was trying to look at the background.
Yeah.
Everything. Everything you needed. Why did you leave?
Yeah, these are the things back in the last episode when we were talking about how angry we were getting at our cast about going to war and all this shit and like violence. And
right.
I get it. And these are the episodes I go back and I go, wow, there was still good times or cool little places in these characters that can do this where John will still go out there and try to and still sign out the like keeping some of that humanity alive.
Correct.
You know, and that's what gives us hope and...
Well, his whole day.
Yeah.
Of what we described. The alarm clock.
His whole day was that...
Fishing is real.
Keeping it alive, yeah.
I mean, look at this compared to if we don't... I know we always go back to Walking Dead, so let's keep it in here.
It's all the same.
Let's go to Alicia Strand and them.
Yeah.
Trying to rob people.
Right.
Trying to take. Oh, what are we going to do?
Yeah.
And here he was, living day, just regular. He has everything at his disposal.
Yeah.
He has... No people because the road was closed.
Right.
So there was nobody there. I do want to know, though, so what happened to the people who ran the store?
Right.
Because he mentioned them by name.
And there was no dead at all.
No.
You know?
But do you notice he knocks, though?
He did. Just,
why did he knock if he always goes?
See, I always think, like, just in case. Like, he's a cop, right? So just in case.
So this is where I'm saying, though, he is not unknown to it.
Right.
He knows because he knocked on the door
before
they went in. It's not locked.
Yeah.
He doesn't have a key. It's wide open.
Yeah.
But he did knock.
He did.
This is where the whole video rental, this is where we get his last name.
Yeah.
Is because he's signing out and she's like, Dory, you're
right.
Listening. He's like,
that's
like the fish.
Yeah.
And that's where they get into their conversation.
Right.
Everything he grabbed, everything she grabbed. This store, you guys, was filled with everything.
Yeah.
It was great. So then they're walking and they see... He looks up and there's a makeshift shade of aluminum big pallets. And he says, I need a big ladder. So that's what he's going to use to mend the bridge.
Right.
So
they figure they're going to fix that's his zombie problem or,
correct.
You know, the dead problem.
And then all of a sudden, okay, so we cut back. Now they're back at the cabin.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we see them living life.
Yeah.
They were playing Scrabble. They're watching a movie.
Mm-hmm.
You could tell time a little bit has passed. You
right.
can see her hair's different.
Yeah.
He's fishing. She's cleaning.
Right.
She's fishing. He's doing something
else. They had the montage.
They
had the great montage that we all desire. You know,
the Scrabble.
Mm-hmm.
And in between this guy, she didn't jump on it. He
right.
would say, oh, I'm sorry. Is the TV too loud? I was just getting water.
Right, right, right.
And then she sat and watched the movie and like that. And this is where it came on. She did open up, though, when he was asleep.
Mm-hmm.
So he falls asleep watching the movie on the couch. She looks over and he's like, what? And all she says is, I lost somebody.
Yeah. And then walks off. Or
I'm sorry. I lost a child.
Yeah. I lost a child.
I lost a child and then walks off.
That's her being. That's her. Again,
yes.
Like one of those things where she's so hard to read, like where she wants to go all this time.
Yes.
She lost a child. That was real because she wants to, I guess, embrace John. She wants to.
Yes.
I think she really does, and I think maybe it burned her wherever she came from, or maybe where you know, because you know, where there's always good, there's always bad. So John's a genuine good guy.
Yes.
And to me, Laura is coming from a bad place, you know, and finding that good. It's almost like that abusive relationship that Carol was going through.
Correct.
You know, it's very hard to trust. And then when she sees him as that, you know what? If he would have done something to me, I think he would have done it already.
Right.
If he would have tried something already.
Right.
You know, and that's her at that moment. John looks up at her and she just looks in and goes, I lost somebody. I lost a child. And he just kind of stares at her and she just gets up and goes to her room. Right. And I was like, man. And John doesn't react.
No. Right.
We cut to commercial right after that.
Right.
But that was just like, ah, man.
He doesn't push it after.
No, he doesn't push
it. Instead, she wants to know about him.
Yeah.
Because now we're getting more showing up, more mm-hmm. walkers.
Yeah, more walkers
in the
again.
Water. They're having to go and get them. And he's like, why? What?
Yeah.
What happened? We better go take a look.
Yeah.
And she knows that he cleans the guns. Mm-hmm. So you have guns.
Yeah.
Why? Did something happen? Did.
Because he was bashing him on the head and she's like, just shoot him. And he started to do the whole thing where they'll just attract more. You know,
he said it.
The guns will. I shoot the guns off, yes. They're going to attract more, you know. Which we're like, yeah, of course.
She says, so what is it? You killed somebody? You know, did it injure
something?
Somebody.
Because he got really, really upset. When she asked him to use the guns, he was saying no because, you know, they'll attract more. And it makes sense, but he was very angry. He was angry.
Yes.
And he was a little bit punchy with her.
Yes.
And so that prompted her to question him. All right, you were a cop. We know this. Or no, I think this is when he told her.
I was a cop. I also used to work at, I don't know the name because I've never heard it.
He worked at like maybe a entertainment, children it, entertaining.
It was because she said, you sold pizza?
Oh, that, no, he worked at, yeah, exactly. He worked at a, like the Wild West shows.
Correct.
And, you know, doing the stunts and like, that's how he can do the quick draw and the flipping the guns. And
but that was as a hobby,
just
you said.
Just something on the side.
On the side.
Yeah.
He said, but I was a cop.
Yeah.
And then, so we get both. So that's why he's so clean cut. No.
Correct.
But that's also why he's so good.
Right.
Is that's what he
and
was
he looks
doing.
Like he looks like one of those actors.
Oh, he does. I mean, he's a cowboy for a reason.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
We find out about the guns, but we end up finding out that yes, he did shoot somebody. It was mm-hmm. in a convenience store.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff was going bad.
Yeah.
He didn't want nobody to get hurt.
Right.
And because of his accuracy and the way he's a trick shot, and he knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
He was just going to injure him in the leg,
mm-hmm.
but the person.
Moved at the last minute or something.
The person turned, and so it went straight through, hitting the artery in the leg.
Right,
and they passed.
Yeah, he bled out and stuff. And so that got him. It traumatized him.
Correct.
Because he, you know, and again, that's
as good as he is.
Yeah,
and then I think that's what it is we've seen him in these episodes. He's amazing.
Yeah.
With that, we saw that from the beginning. Like, what the fuck
is
this guy?
And you know, and when we caught up to, I mean, he killed people. You know, but it was over at necessity after, you know, when he caught up with Morgan and stuff.
Yes.
It was out of necessity. It's his life or theirs or whatever.
Right.
And, you know, but that's this episode is that switch also, you know, where he didn't even want to bring him out to kill zombies.
No.
You know what I mean?
Because of that.
And now he's
took a life.
Correct.
Even though as accurate as he is.
Yeah.
He still couldn't help that. So that's what messed him up.
Right. In his previous life. And that's why, to me, it seemed like, maybe. Okay, so again, I questioned, did he find this cabin or was that his the whole time?
No, she asked that.
Yeah.
She said, so is that what brought you out here?
Yeah.
And he doesn't answer.
Right.
But I think so.
Yeah.
Just because of the
backstory. I think that's his. Honestly, I think that's
his. No, I do too. Yeah. I think he ran away from it all.
Right.
I think he ran away
after
from
that,
the show cowboy,
exactly.
The cop. I think it messed him up that bad.
Yeah.
He secluded himself. Well, and then he said, because she said, you did nothing wrong.
Right.
And he says that's why he had to go out there, because everybody saw him as the hero.
Right, right.
And he said, I'm not. I took somebody's life.
It hits you different, man. You know, like we've seen it with Rick, where I'm sure he shot people. He was back on the job the next day.
Right.
You know, before the apocalypse. But yeah, then this guy, just knowing that somebody's life was gone because of any action, doesn't matter if it was his fault or not. It's just that guilt will, you know.
And she says, was it a good guy or a bad guy?
Right.
And he goes, I don't know. I couldn't tell you. Let's just say bad guy because he was holding up the place.
Right.
So it's cool because he, you know, maybe wanted to talk to guy. Is there a reason you're doing this? Like you said, he was just going to injure him
mm-hmm.
to make sure that nobody got hurt.
Right.
But he ended up dying. He runs away to this cabin because people were calling him a hero. He didn't feel that. He took somebody's life.
Yeah.
It fucked him up. So, no, I see he's been there.
Yeah.
He knows the store. He probably knew the people. He was secluded.
Correct.
But then he knows that it hit. And when it just hit, they blocked off the road.
Yeah.
So there's no people. Nobody knows about the place.
Yeah.
Nobody anything. We know the people who were running that aren't around. So if somebody did come in try and steal everything, it's not like they would hold them hostage and be like,
right,
is there anybody else?
Right.
You know, so nobody
what
knows
if it
about
turns
him.
Out that John did it all? He blocked off the road, killed all the owners, buried him in the back, and then he's like, this is mine, my little store.
He's that psycho killer. Right.
See, I watched too many horror movies.
You do.
That.
You do. It's a whole other part.
Yeah,
yeah.
Marco. Come on. Yeah, John's luring people in.
But it works. That's a great movie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The nice old cop.
Exactly.
Who used to play cowboy for
it
kids.
Just goes falls to shit at the end.
Right. But so we have this, and then as we find... You know, that's okay. So we have her story.
Mm-hmm.
We have his story.
Mm-hmm.
He had an amazing place. And then we have to go back to the bridge because there's all.
Because there's more. Not just one or two. There was like more coming.
And again, still with weapons.
Yes.
Still with more. And now the metal, he says, is what was attracting them to that.
Because
again, I'm like, again, why are they just walking
towards
this? It was the metal clanging against the fence.
Yes. It's just noise.
It's noise.
Again, it's noise.
Going. And with nobody else. And this is what I had to do because I wanted answers.
Yeah.
I'm like, this isn't working out for
me.
Like,
right.
Why is there fucking 20 to 30 of them coming from nowhere? Who
to
knows
that
where they're
spot.
Coming from?
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
But it was that. It was noise. And so if you think how secluded everything is,
yeah.
And that's the only noise, okay, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So they try and push a Jeep in front of it.
Right.
So that the Jeep will block it.
Correct.
This is where we see that he asked her, how did you know that? She hotwired it.
Right. Oh, yeah. She hotwired the Jeep and he goes, how did you know how to do that?
Right.
You know.
And again, she doesn't answer. What is it like? You just pick things up.
Yeah.
I've been to many camps.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
But then she leans forward and she sees he has the gun. This is where he flips out.
Mm-hmm.
I told
you.
Yeah,
she took one of the guns.
Right. She said, I told you.
Yeah.
You don't need to do that.
Yeah.
And he gets mad and she's like, but you have the guns.
Yeah. She doesn't
you
understand.
You know, they're coming.
Yeah.
Even though his story that she told, like, you should be over it,
right.
is what she feels.
Right. Right.
And then we get another weapon one who's coming at them with a machete straight through him.
Yeah.
Stuck in him. And it's cutting this was great that they picked a Jeep.
Yeah.
Because everything
because
fits.
It's a vinyl
it's
window.
It's the vinyl
or,
window.
Yeah,
it's
the
cutting
clear.
Through.
Yeah.
It comes. She's screaming at him because she's standing up in the seat.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, shoot him, shoot him, shoot him.
Yeah.
He won't.
And he won't do it.
And instead he comes through the window and he starts stabbing him.
And
but
he goes
so
off.
Pissed.
Like, So
this was a huge scene to me.
This was huge because we never seen John mad yet.
No.
Very calm, very passive or whatever. Now he takes this zombie out. He takes this walker out. Like, you wouldn't be like, you know, one blow.
Would have killed it.
Or killed it, but he just kept stabbing. And I think it's because he knows that he should have used the gun. She knows, and he just couldn't bring himself to do it. So he took his...
This is an important part.
Yeah.
He goes so off,
yeah.
The blood goes everywhere.
Yeah.
It's on him. It's on her face.
Yeah.
It's on him to where she has to yell, stop.
Right.
Quit. They do. They cut back. They're still both angry.
Yeah.
She's cleaning herself, and she gives the answer of... I've seen this affect people before even getting on them. It makes them sick or it doesn't. I was like, holy fuck. We've been saying that all this time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Of, does it affect you? You know, we have Nick and other people.
Oh, my God. I mean,
And then we cut back to Walking Dead and all of a sudden, you know, if you get stabbed with it, you're turning. That was the whole Savior's plot.
Yeah.
We have Father Gabriel totally sick because a little when him and Negan covered themselves.
Right.
That's how he got sick, supposedly.
Yeah.
And we've been questioning all this time, well, what? Does it get you sick? Does it not? Because that's not.
I always thought if it came into contact with your bloodstream.
And they just fucking answered it.
Yeah.
She says, I've seen people get sick of it just getting on them like this, and
you're
going off, and now they're washing it off. And he's like, well, I'm fine. I've had it before.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought that was huge.
Yeah.
Because they threw a little nugget in there. For us, like, did you catch
Correct.
That? Like,
exactly.
Here's your answer, fuckers.
Yeah, because when we always question that, especially when Nick did it. When
yes.
Nick would cover himself up. But I'm like,
I mean, Nick fucking
I mean, you got to be
tasted. In it.
We've seen people bash zombies in and get blood in their mouth.
Mm-hmm.
They're
right
obviously eating it.
right over
on
them
accident.
Or in their eye.
Yeah, I mean, and nothing, and it doesn't seem to affect you.
I mean,
so
we've all been in the clinic for STDs, and that was just a little bit. Like, she just rubbed it in your face, and that was it. And now you're sitting there.
Yeah, don't rub your eyes.
And you got to put cream. And we were like, but it still burns. You know what I'm saying? We've all been there.
I think I got to go back to the clinic.
Is that, yeah, what, okay, no, is that what's wrong now? Yeah. Right now? So, yeah, absolutely. Now we're in a show where you cover yourself or it's getting in your eye, it's right. getting in your mouth, but you're not turned.
See, that should have been like that the whole time. Like, to me, because that really poses a threat now. You can't even get it on you unless you get it off real fast. You know,
and it does.
We've seen people get bit, you take off a limb, and they survive.
So,
you know,
I thought
so,
this was great. I thought yeah. it was great. It was their way to go ahead and throw it in.
Yeah.
And maybe we're going to get an introduction to more. Maybe we're going to get some type of tidbit of something.
Yeah, something
it's
like this.
It's just
is,
that people mm-hmm. have been fighting about this for a long time, and she just threw right. it out there and answered.
Confirmed.
Yeah, and that yeah. was great.
It can. I would say this. It can affect you.
It can.
You know
That's
what I mean?
Absolutely, yes.
It absolutely
it
can.
It just depends.
Right.
She said, I've seen it get on some people,
yeah.
and it affected them.
Yeah, yeah.
They've yeah. gotten sick because of it. Mm-hmm. And then he turns around and says, well, I've been fine.
Right.
So,
don't want
and we've seen
and she's
it.
Like, just don't take that chance, kind of like.
Correct.
Exactly.
And that was great.
Yeah.
So that was a huge plot.
Mm-hmm.
But now with that, now we have more sound and more coming, and they actually, he left the one in there. Again, I had to watch this.
Yes.
Because I'm like, oh, okay, how did they get there?
Yeah.
The zombie flipped over and it went in neutral.
Yes.
And the Jeep rolls.
Because all of them were
the
gathering
again.
And it was the pressure, and then it just started. I guess it moved
It moved
the Jeep.
The Jeep and yeah. knocks the zombie over that he left there.
Right.
Throws it in neutral, and now it rolls.
Yeah.
Now they have an open window, and that was a bunch.
Yep.
And now they are attacking the place. He has to yell because they're falling into his hole,
mm-hmm.
but they just keep coming. Now they're both yeah. out there in yeah. a whole walker fight.
Right.
This was a great scene.
Right.
There was what? 30?
There was a lot. There was, yeah, 30. It had to be.
Had to be.
I mean, it was.
That's
this is to
easy.
Me, well, I'm sitting there cheering because I'm like, yeah, this is the Night of the Living Dead for me. Here it is.
Was.
You're in an isolated area. There's zombies around you. You're
right.
This is when the fear comes in.
It's a great idea, his hole.
Yeah.
But it was filling
they
up.
They were filling up and they were walking
they showed,
over.
I love fear for this reason.
Yeah.
And me and Rich have said this. There was
yeah.
more gore.
Yes.
There was always more scariness and fear. It's back.
Yeah.
Like, we get it went humanized. In Walking Dead proper,
mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
you're seeing that side, but
yeah.
fear still gives us that other one.
Yeah.
Like, give it a chance.
This people. Is why zombies are the most vicious, violent monster out there.
Because they just keep coming.
Yeah.
And they don't know
exactly.
It.
Like I said, they can fill a hole with their dead, and they walk right over them.
And other ones were walking over it.
Yeah.
While the ones still are reaching from that hole
right.
to get you. So
exactly.
this was great. Because,
yeah.
yes, it was a great deterrent,
mm-hmm.
but when you have 30 coming at you,
yeah.
holy fuck.
It's
now
bad news, man.
Walking.
It's all bad news.
They were holding their own, but then she screams.
Yeah.
She falls in the hole. She gets overtaken by about 7.
They were piling on top of her and stuff. Yeah.
Right. I mean, they
mm-hmm.
were doing good. She's screaming. And then all of a sudden here is fucking
here
cowboy.
He comes, man. This was,
it was an epic scene. It was dope.
We need a poster of this shot.
We do. It
you
was
know
great.
What I mean?
He's guns ablazing each hand,
yeah.
fucking arcade style.
Yeah.
One at a time, pinging them off like nothing.
Yep.
Straight through the head. With
and
her right in the middle. Then there's one
yeah.
that's about to bite her that
mm-hmm.
she's holding with a hand.
Right.
And he's just hesitating.
Yeah.
Because she's going back and forth.
And,
he and then
he
has a
concentrate.
Shot. Yeah.
Just,
boom.
Yeah, just concentrate, aim, and take him out. I mean, of course, that's when we...
And then that's when she
we
rips
know
off her clothes. They just start fucking right there in the water.
Right on top of the zombie
she
wall.
She's like, I knew it. No, but for real, she gave that look like...
She did.
Holy fuck.
Yeah. She's like, I got to get him something for this.
It was an amazing shot.
It was.
It was. Movie-wise, whatever.
You just hear pop, 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 and just...
Yeah.
Oh, my
Nothing
God.
Nothing missed.
And he twirled the guns
her.
At the end.
Oh, that was the best
yeah.
part.
Yeah.
When she gave him the look, and he's
yeah.
like, all right, I'll do it. And he does
exactly.
the whole fucking twirl into his fucking...
Yes,
oh,
I'm that
God.
Good.
Yeah. Right. It was almost Naked Gun.
Yes, it was.
I mean, it really
yeah,
was,
it was.
Like you're saying, like something should have been said. It was a great scene.
Yeah, yeah.
We got fucking zombies everywhere. Weapons again.
That's,
they
just
took him out.
And he just that's when the switch was came back. All right, I'm using these guns. You
yes.
know what I mean? I'm using them now. So
yeah, he has to. But then we cut. Now we're coming to the end.
Mm-hmm.
And we cut to he knows that she's going to leave, and he's pissed. And she's like, "What are you so?"
Well, he's being standoffish and everything because,
and
again,
like,
knowing,
like,
he's
going
to leave.
Like,
"Dang,
we just took out zombies. Yeah. I fucking saw the way you handled that." Yeah. I mean, she's throwing it out there.
Yeah. And he's just getting in that mode of, like, you're going to leave, and I'm just going to try to get him. He's trying to mentally prepare himself to be alone again.
We've skipped everything. She never says the name, and he says, "I'm going to call you Laura. You look like Laura."
Okay.
Sorry, guys.
At the beginning, he asked her name, and she didn't say anything.
No,
she was just staring. He goes, "You look like a Laura, and I'm going to call you Laura." And then he gets back to, and she's like, "That's fine." And then even at the end here, or this scene, I think, where's, "Hey, you know, I know you never told me your name, but I'm still, is it okay if I still call you Laura?"
Right.
And she's like, "That's fine."
She never says.
Exactly.
It's great.
Yeah.
So she's like, what's wrong, John? Like, what?
Yeah.
Just stay away, woman.
Yeah, yeah.
You stay away.
You're going to leave.
You're good. Blah, blah, blah. And then she answers it, and she's like, what? And this is great.
Yeah.
The fucking cowboy. Yeah. I love you. This was a straight cowboy movie.
You've known her for 3 days.
No, time has gone off, but it was great. He said, cowboy boy, I love you.
I love you,
woman. Love you, and I didn't want to tell you because you're leaving. And she's like, just stares at him.
Just go.
And and she gives the kiss.
Right, yeah.
And we cut away the next morning.
Yeah, they did it.
They did it. He's totally in love. He reaches over, but she gone.
They better had showered before, though.
She gone. She's gone. No, they didn't shower. They were still full zombie blood.
That's
everything.
The best kind.
Right. So they were right there, all into it. She even asked him. She's like, "Will you just leave your guns on?" Yeah.
Can you
know that happened.
Just one more time. Twirl it.
Twirl,
twirl
it. Twirl it. Can you twirl it on that? Oh, my God, you can. Oh, my God. I saw that on the
Can you use no hands?
Cheese. Right. Totally happened.
Oh, my God.
It happened. It's canon.
Yeah. Done.
Okay. So.
Yeah. Wake up in the morning.
He wakes up. She's gone. He knows
she's
it.
She's gone.
And this was a touching moment.
This was.
This was a mini movie.
It was.
That's why I love
it
so
want this,
much.
I really didn't want this episode to end. I didn't.
We get a lot with him.
Yeah.
He cuts to the table. The Scrabble pieces are there. It's written in the fucking Scrabble pieces. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I love you too.
Yes.
But I thought she was going to write her name.
I thought so too.
That is what should have happened.
She
should have wrote her name after that.
But it's great that she used that
Correct.
Scrabble thing because knowing that he's going
to
come back.
And
to
then
it.
He goes to the door. She left her shoes and took the boots he wanted her to have.
Yeah.
So
that was great.
That's where it was. And then we cut to him and Morgan.
Yeah. So it seemed like, so now we
it
cut to.
It seems like
to,
he was telling Morgan the
exactly.
whole time.
Exactly. So now we cut to what we left off in the last episode where Morgan now and John are sitting there. And
we cut to he found the gun. Oh, he gave her the gun.
He gave her the gun.
He gave her the gun and said, "If you're going to leave, then here, take it." She's like, "No, I can't."
Right, right.
No, after he realizes,
yes.
You know, look, I had to use them. Like you said, that was the change.
Yeah.
So she had the gun.
Right.
But yeah, she took it.
She took it.
That whore.
Now we have, and
whore.
I think
she
when,
took it. She
when
took it all.
He took
it. Like, come on, he gave it to her. Like
come on.
You couldn't leave it. Like, what the fuck? Fucking whore. All right. Go on. All right. Go ahead. I don't know why he has to take everything.
Right.
I mean,
could have took that damn fish alarm clock because that thing's annoying.
You
could have
taken that. At least, you know, you would have woken up.
Right.
No, bitch had to take the gun.
Yeah.
Most expensive thing.
And who set the alarm, though, the second time? Did he set it? Because never mind.
I don't know. I don't know.
It's still, you know, it still doesn't break his routine.
No.
But no, so yeah, we cut to the end now. Him and Morgan are talking, and I guess this is the point where I'm thinking, like, he's, you know, John is just spilling his guts to Morgan, and he has this little canister and all the Scrabble pieces he took with him.
The I love you.
The
ones.
I love you. He
the
took everything
too,
with
he
him.
He took that.
Yeah.
Yes.
So and he was staring at it, and I think he was pretty much telling Morgan, like, I that was the only reason I'm out here, and I don't want to live anymore. I don't want to do this anymore, kind of stuff, right?
Morgan's
and Morgan
his
just
weed man.
And Morgan talked him out of it.
Right.
You know, he
no,
had,
let's
he,
go.
Yeah. He said, "I found you, and you found me. Like you found Laura. That's what keeps us going.
Then let's go. You're not giving up.
You're not giving
Morgan
up.
Keeps. If you notice every episode, he keeps saying, I'm alive.
Right.
We're alive.
Exactly. He's like, people die. I don't die. People die, but I'm
alive. And he keeps saying that. He's, you're alive. I'm alive. We're alive.
Right.
Let's go.
And Morgan is the first time that he actually addressed John saying, like, I found you.
Yes.
Or you know, we found each other too in this chaos. And we have each other at least in that aspect of company and survival and just being alive.
So you think they're going to the diamond?
Oh, man.
I think that's where they're going.
They're well, I don't even know where they're heading, honestly, because we didn't get too much of.
I think so.
It could be.
They left him there.
But as John was getting his little moment of doubt because he spilled his guts to Morgan saying, you know, she's gone, and she's all I was looking for, and he's like, no, you're alive. And he's like, okay, I'm with you. He's like, yes. Really easy to persuade. John Dory is a very easy guy to be like, no, just come with me. Okay, I'll come.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah, wouldn't that be cool if they eventually came across the diamond? But
I think that's where they're headed. I think he has to know, because all she gives Luciana, all she says
that's
was,
right.
We ran into trouble at the diamond.
At the diamond. And she was, and Laura and was there, and there. That's when Lisa said she's dead.
Right.
Just playing out, she's dead.
So,
you know?
That's it.
Yeah.
I don't think he believes it. I think he wants to go check for himself what happened.
I think that's what it is.
So I think that's where they're headed.
Yeah.
I think that's what we're going to see. It was a great episode. And like I said, I have so many questions. Where did she come from? What is going on? How did she get her wound?
If
it looks like a battle wound.
Yeah.
Now, this is another thing I wanted to throw out there.
Mm-hmm.
To me, when some of those walkers were coming, she kind of gave the look like if she knew who it was.
Yeah, like, or a sense of danger. Or, you're right, like that, but a sense of, like, you know, we should just do this and get out of here because, yeah, like, I know where they're coming from. And because of their wounds, they got knives sticking through them. Like you said, this is all melee weapons, right? And
right.
They obviously didn't know how to kill, or else this is another human or a living versus living camps going at it, and
correct.
They're battling and they're dying, not knowing to shoot them in the head or cut their head off or whatever. And this is that ongoing supply where maybe there's groups out there that are killing each other.
To me, this looks like a big group battle.
Yeah.
And you may know the rules by now, but this is just the aftermath.
Yeah, yeah.
You had to
leave. Exactly.
You had to go.
Exactly. So
she wasn't killed and she ran away.
Yeah.
So where the fuck did you come from and what was going
because, on? Because, again, remember, these guys don't do things that just for the sake of doing it. We've got a bunch of melee weapons now. Now we've got a bunch of zombies who have been stabbed. That's how they died, but they are come back as zombies. We have her coming up to John's cabin with a slash, a pretty bad one,
yes.
But not a puncture, but more like, you know, it's not a stab wound, but it was a slash enough for her to bleed out and get her weak and infected.
Pass out.
Exactly. And she was obviously coming from the same place that the zombies were washing up on shore.
I'm thinking she fell off the edge too.
Yeah. Could be.
Getting chased or
something. Yeah, chased or something. She was alone and she had no baggage on her. She had nothing.
And so many questions.
Yeah.
I want to know this story.
But most importantly, what is that water contraptment?
I got to know. Is it cleaning the water? Is it making it drinkable from the river? And is it also running electricity?
Right.
You had a great thought, though, of why wouldn't there be electricity?
Yeah, it's just like because I'm talking about like outskirts stuff.
Correct.
Where there's not really plants, like, you know, electrical plants or dams that produce
electricity.
Right,
you get sent a bill because we hooked you up years ago. And
exactly. So, I mean,
not here. We have towers fucking wires
everywhere. Yeah, unless there's some sort of maintenance that needs to be done on these electrical areas. Like up here where we have our electrical thing. They just left for the day.
Right.
And then, I mean, I don't get it. Maybe I'm just naive on how that works.
I don't know either. But this is what I'm saying. Like, I work for a water company, and I know you can filter and all this, but that's like big plants in this. I've never seen something just outside your home.
Right.
And it filters. I've seen the hard water.
Right.
You know, like you got to buy this. And
yeah,
that,
yeah, yeah.
And that's like
you would
bullshit.
Think something like that, he would have a well of some sort.
Correct.
But,
and that's what we're seeing. But no, he was getting the buckets of water from the river, pouring it in.
Pouring it in, yeah.
And then
looked like an air conditioning unit.
Coffee.
You know what
correct.
I mean?
That's what I'm saying. So was it making electricity?
Yeah.
Is it everything? I don't know.
Hmm.
I need to find out what the system is because I need one now.
Exactly.
I do. And I need a faraway cabin.
Well, do you want to live off the grid? Oh, we need them for our makeshift zombie apocalypse places, you know? I need one of those.
I think we'll just keep it hidden. We'll try and take the big places first.
Yeah, yeah.
And when that falls to shit, then we know we got to run away.
I mean,
or
it sucks that we can't go to Toys R Us and raid that first.
Oh, fuck.
Because there's not going to be
sucks.
One.
No more
but
Toys
we'll
R
definitely
Us.
Hit the toy aisles and Target first.
I'm fucking raiding everything.
I mean, I think that's the first thing that comes in our head when the zombies hit.
I wouldn't even hit
the
toy aisle.
Hey, let's go rob.
I'm going to go hit the stash. I'm going to
hit
everybody's stashes.
Stash. Yeah. We go in the back. The fuckers are hiding out from us, man. They got boxes and boxes.
All the
but
fucking
anyway.
Workers. Yeah, finally. And you just sit that back there in the zombie pocket. I knew it. I knew there was a case back here the whole time.
The whole time, Ernie would be like, we're going to Hasbro headquarters. We're going
that's
to China where all these
you
things are made.
Fuckers. Give it all to me now.
Look at all these forelongs.
For real, bitches. I still don't have one.
Sorry.
But no, it was such a great episode to see how he lived. It pisses me off.
Yeah.
Because I get, okay, he must have left to go chase her, but you had it made.
Yeah,
dude.
Because he after fighting all the things and everything, he still had his place.
Or is he going to get the answer that she's dead?
Right.
Are we going to see old ass, fine ass Naomi Campbell?
Yeah.
What did he call her
again? Fine ass Jenna Elfman.
Old
fine ass
Jenna Elfman.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are we going to get that she's dead?
Yeah.
And then he goes back to his cabin?
You know why I say that? Because she lifted his, you know,
when she lifted her shirt?
She had a six pack still, like, under
there.
Yeah,
I know she's still there.
There was muscle under there. I'm like,
I know she's still there. She looks old, but she's still there.
It's there. It's there, man.
But she's still old.
Ernie, squint your eyes.
She's still, is that all he has to do? She's old. I think that's what Corinne does to me all the time when I'm like, babe, why? I'm bald and fat.
Yeah.
Now, I thought she was just laughing the whole time. Now you're right. She was just squinting her eyes the whole time. She's like, I love you. There you go.
You're like, okay.
Thanks, Marco.
Sorry
everything.
About that. But yeah.
No, but it was great. So is he going to go back to his cabin?
Well, when we know that obviously he left because Morgan came across him and he had a little campfire in the truck. In his little Bronco or whatever it was.
I wanted to see that. I was looking for that.
Right. Well, we know he traveled by canoe upriver to the general store.
Well, I wanted to see because there was cars around.
Right.
There was stuff. He had shit. I was
where was
to look
his
for that truck.
Truck from the first episode.
And he still has a shit ton of candy.
Yeah.
He keeps giving it away.
Exactly. He's still giving that candy away.
On one of the movie nights, he got crazy after they came back from the store.
Yeah.
That's where he mixed two candies. He's like, I saw you take, what did she take? I knew it was a gross candy too. So I was like, ugh, well, she took that?
Yeah, yeah.
He's like, I saw you got that. I usually put two together.
Exactly.
And,
sometimes I go nuts.
Yeah.
And mix a mint with a caramel.
Go ahead. He's like, yes. That's funny. So
that
was cool. I mean, they had it going. She had to leave. Maybe she doesn't want to fall in love.
I think that's what it I mean.
Maybe when she says, I lost a kid, maybe also,
you know,
lost my husband.
That's
so
true. That's true.
She doesn't want it back.
Yeah, it's like, of course, they give us just enough to keep us interested and see how these two met and stuff. But there's always that, like I said, her character always had that real standoffish. Even, you know, when we catch up to her in our group, you know,
right.
Alicia and stuff, it's always, I got to go somewhere, you know, I don't want to stay here. And
right.
And it's like, well, if she lost somebody, where is she going? Why, would you think that you would want to be looking for attachments or looking for people, you know, for comfort at least? I mean, especially if you're losing a kid, you don't want to be isolated. The last thing you want to do is be isolated. But who knows?
But she
I
was
mean,
running. She was trying to run away from the diamond.
Yeah.
She was by herself.
That's what I'm saying. She tried to run.
She was by herself when Madison found her.
Right.
She was alone in a.
I'm wondering. We have to go back and see what that vehicle was because she had that.
I was just going to say that.
Is that the vehicle
from
the store that she saw? Like,
right.
Or the one that she hotwired? Maybe she went back and hotwired.
Right.
You know,
you're right. I just thought of the
one
same
on the bridge.
Shit too. So
that
I just thought of the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, where they, like we said, they tie
like she
everything
left
together.
She left his cabin, went back up to the bridge,
right.
And all the zombies already fallen over.
Yeah.
Started up that Jeep again, went to who knows? Maybe she cleared out the general store. Who knows? I mean,
if she did that,
because
I'd be fucked up.
Because that one at the plant when Madison found her, that she had a lot of stuff in that car.
She did. She did.
Yeah, that is messed up.
That would be fucked up if she did.
What if she took all the video rentals and didn't sign them out?
I was going to say that.
That sucks.
And then he just gets pissed. He's like, you're supposed to sign it out.
Yeah, because, you know, you're dying to see that movie, and you go back every time it's out. It's continuously out.
And she takes it. Kids will never know that.
No, don't
kids
know the struggle,
will never
man.
Do fucking rentals or anything.
Calling up the music store, the video store, and said, "Do you have Transformers the movie yet?"
Yeah.
No, the cartoon people, the real Transformers movie.
Yes.
Okay. No. Okay. I would do that every day for like I think 3 months in a row until one day it said yes, and I said, "We'll be right over."
Or we used to wait for the person to come in. Is that RoboCop? Do you have RoboCop?
Yes.
Is that RoboCop? Because I've been waiting for like 30 minutes. Yeah. It is. Okay.
Can I go through the return bin?
That's mine.
Yeah.
That's mine.
That's mine.
Here, Ernie, you're waiting for RoboCop? Yes. It shows exactly two titties at 2 minutes and 24 seconds. Thank you. I'll buy that for $1.
I'll buy that for $1.
Yeah. They'll never know that.
Don't.
Now you just fucking download
so sad,
it. It's
man.
Right there. Or they
so
watch
sad.
The shit on their phone.
Yeah.
I love that he was fucking watching old ass VHS somehow still running. It was great.
It was great. It's like, again, that's what I'm saying. I'm sitting there going, that's exactly what I would do. I really would. Like, especially if you didn't have anybody, you would do that.
Right.
You know, and especially if you lost somebody.
I want to know another thing, too. Mm. So when he's by himself with the Bronco and he's wondering if that's Morgan, we hear him saying the letters and that.
Ah.
Is he making up words from the I love you, too?
Oh, I see.
Because remember, we saw him through the day. He was going through his letters on the chart. And that's when he comes up with platypus.
Right.
And he's like, yes, that's high scoring. That's a long one.
I would think he would be.
That's what I'm saying.
Because he has those.
I really think so.
Yeah.
The letters of the I love you too. I'm sorry. I love you too.
Yeah, yeah.
Are those the words that he's saying? He's making up words out of that.
I want to say yes. I'm going to say yes because that's cool.
And I want to go off your theory as well because, okay, we got 3 episodes left.
Mm.
And if we get the conclusion of Strand, Alicia, and
Madison and Lucy.
Madison's dead.
Well, but we need the conclusion, though.
Madison's dead.
Yeah.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah, exactly.
I am.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
And then they're going to show. Then let's just say then he rolls up and Laura's dead. Laura, Naomi.
Yeah, maybe she finds her as a zombie.
Old, you know? Ash, Janet Elfman.
Yeah, yeah.
But then Next Aid is going to show her story of when she got there. I'm down with that, too.
I think there's going to be some sort of flashback again.
I want to know.
In the 3 episodes that we have,
okay,
where we're at now, we have Morgan and John off going somewhere. You think they're going back to the diamond, which makes sense. Now and then we have Al, Alicia, Strand, and Lucy going off to fight the vultures.
Okay.
Al is going to take them where they found the flag, and it took all the arsenals, right?
No. Remember, they have the coordinates on the one they killed. So they're going straight to go kill the vultures.
Correct. So they're and Al's with them now.
Yes.
And
Al wants the story.
Exactly. So now in 3 episodes, there's my theory.
Okay.
What's going to happen? I think that, yes, we're going to find out either Madison's, they have her, or she's dead.
Okay.
And that's why Nick went apeshit and just been hell bent on killing.
Okay.
We're going to find out why Charlie killed. You know what I mean? Like, why she turned it, whatever. We're going to find all these things out. And I think it would be very, very cool if this 8 episodes were a conclusion to our current cast.
Yes,
now,
I agree.
They don't all have to die. They don't all have to die.
I think they have to die.
Well, I mean, it's one of those things.
We're going Rogue One style here.
Yeah, well,
they're going to have to die.
So they have like this big, they just kill each other. Vultures and them just kill each other.
Something happens, correct.
And Al's the only one that lives.
I'm saying this because it's just a close. It's not a maybe
I think maybe Alicia. I think Lucy will die. Madison will die. Alicia and Strand will live. They'll go on their separate ways, and we'll never see him again.
Okay.
And then Al catches back up with Morgan and John at the end. This is my theory.
Okay.
Because again, I think that if Robert Kirkman doesn't take your theory of Al being the documentary, or that if that's where it's going,
right.
I think that's a loss right there. They have to do that.
I just see it as it's headed
and then
this.
The mention is going to be like, we have to go east. And that's
wow.
it.
Wow.
Yeah. We have to go east. And now, so, but, and then.
And I can keep getting stories all the way there, like
and
you're
again,
saying.
And then the next season of Fear, season 5, would be a whole nother group. It makes so much sense to do that. And I thought that's how Fear should have been in the first place.
Okay.
Where Walking Dead, we have this epic, monumental comic book version or a TV adaptation of the comic book,
right?
And that's our episodes of our you know of the movies, and then we have these spinoffs like where they started with the Flight, whatever one,
uh-huh,
and then
the
we have
episodes.
Red Machete, and
right?
Yeah, and now we have Fear, which I thought, okay, we're gonna follow Madison and her family. After that, we'll follow somebody else, and we'll follow that somebody else, and then
see they very well because I always thought too, Fear was gonna be the mini comic,
yeah,
and like the only comic you got with the He-Man, behind it,
yeah,
that you're like, this didn't happen in the cartoon,
exactly.
I don't get why is He-Man
because the comic came first,
trying to fuck the sorceress. I don't get that, but okay. I'm an 8-year-old boy reading this comic.
Right,
it's not matching my cartoon.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Well, because in He-Man, the comic book came first, and then when they wanted to renew, they said that we have to sell this and have a cartoon. Never mind.
Correct.
Anyway.
You can watch it on Behind the Toys.
Exactly. I got all that from that. I'm not smart.
If you want to know where to find He-Man toys, listen to They're Not Dolls.
There you go.
I'm bringing it back to Fear. That's what I thought. These were going to be like mini comic book versions.
Which
you have your main story.
Makes sense, Ernie.
Correct.
It makes sense that they did every season was a 8 episodes, 16 episodes, whatever they want, but it was a whole nother group. And maybe go to Europe one of these times.
I like it more like that.
Yeah.
Because it plays well to people now.
That's what I'm saying.
So many haters who have hated on, well, why do a fear?
Well, it's because we're trying to follow two groups and get invested in two groups.
And I get that. But our way, what we're saying works better.
Yeah,
if you just give us many stories and show us what's happened in other places, I love it.
Exactly.
I love it.
Like, I would, I mean, I know there's a lot of work for them, but I think they kind of missed the boat a little bit on this, because I think every episode should have been completely different. I mean, even have a person turned into a zombie and follow that zombie around that whole episode, and what, maybe he's killed somebody or, you know, like that, and to the demise.
Our idea, just send us to the set. That's all we want. We just want a day on a set. We want some interviews, but that's our idea.
Yeah.
There you go.
Exactly.
So when you use it, we better hear something.
I want some restitution. I want some royalties. I want front billing.
That's a great idea.
But I mean, that's how it should have been. And again, I think they kind of missed the boat a little bit, because they tried to repeat Walking Dead,
right,
with Fear. And I'm like, at the very beginning of Fear, even after season one, I'm thinking, you know what? Maybe season two, we follow somebody else,
right?
And we continue with Madison.
And I think maybe they picked that up.
And that's why I say. They say 3 episodes left, and they didn't say mid-season finale. They're not toting that. Maybe this is only 8 seasons, or eight episodes, and this is the final. So this is like a reboot, and they're testing the waters here.
I would even like back. If when you're saying that we go east,
yeah,
and then Al's telling the story of each of those tapes,
yeah,
on the way there,
yeah,
there still has to be something with those tapes.
Well. Those series of tapes could be our next seasons.
Correct. That's what I'm saying. you know, they were shown to us for a reason. She freaks out. The names.
They got to come back to play later.
Tying into everybody.
Yeah. They have to come back to play.
The whole time it's going
to
be her and Morgan, no matter what.
Yeah.
John may cut off, like you're saying. And
I trust the creators to bring us something great at the end in 3 weeks.
And new.
I really do. Yeah.
I hope so.
Something great. I do. A lot of people don't. Or not a lot. I wouldn't say a lot of people. I would say there are some that don't. They just lost all faith and whatever. And they're losing faith in Walking Dead. But you know what? It's like, it's such a great, epic, you know, adventure that we're going on 10 years now with this.
Right.
That, yes, it will end one day. But the storytelling is, to me, great. You know? Yes, they're going a little bit repeat with more camps and more people and bigger threats. But that's just the way it is, you know. And eventually we're going to get to the bigger world again with Walking Dead. And like I said, Fear has an opportunity to start telling these side stories. And let's go overseas. Let's go South America with this. Let's go. I mean, we're headed that way.
Uh-huh.
Or Central America, we're headed that way.
Right.
But let's go in Europe now. Let's have a European and see what happened there. Because, again, I go back to season one, the very last episode of season one of Walking Dead, when the CDC guy said France was the last place to be, you know, to fall.
Correct.
Let's go there.
Let's go to Europe.
Like, see what's going on in Europe.
Why did it take longer?
Yeah.
What was going on?
Yeah. They held up the line. Let's do that. And Fear is that spinoff show that should have been doing that the whole time.
True.
Yeah.
But I'll take it.
And like I said, maybe this is their way of doing that. And you know, as long as The Walking Dead is continuing, I don't think Fear would ever go on without Walking Dead.
No.
You know what I mean?
No, if Walking Dead ends, then I think Fear
is I think it all ends. It just all goes away. Right. Yeah. So
it's like all put together now.
But overall, I absolutely love these kind of episodes.
Yes.
When they do it right and they spread them out like this. Like I said, one per season, it seems like they kind of do this kind of thing.
I've been happy with
all of
the episodes so far.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
The ups and downs.
You know why?
Because
they're generating more questions.
And
leading to – that's why I said I trust the writers that last –
correct.
We're going to get something epic going on because they're building. It's building to something.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I hope so.
I didn't appreciate it at first, but I appreciate it now, the jumping back and forth.
Yeah.
Instead of just that whole linear, you know, building up to where like, you know.
Well, because like this, like I said, we didn't get hers. We didn't get his. We got their meeting.
Yeah, yeah.
But we got little –
and then we're starting to
little hints
plug it back in because it generates
on.
Talk, man. It generates talk. If you have a linear story, there's really nothing to talk about. It's like, we know what happened.
Yeah.
Beginning, middle, end.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. That was cool. The next episode. Now we're like, oh, did you see that? That ties back, you know, it even ties back some Walking Dead stuff. And
that's what I'm
back
saying.
Future,
you know,
so.
when we see what happened in this fight, this war.
Yeah.
I got to know what happened to those walkers.
Yeah.
I know it may not be anything, you know,
but still, it's
to
like,
somebody else. Yeah. Like, well, no, Nicotero just made some cool ass fucking war zombies. That's not it.
No.
I know that's not it.
No. They have melee weapons all in them.
Yes.
None of them are stabbed in the head. And yes, this could be like a big battle that went on. And then they got up and.
Correct. Dead, so. You know, they were left. And then even if it's from far away.
Exactly.
And they were coming. But where does she come from? She was injured. What happened?
Yeah.
If we saw her injured and she survived, I think she's still alive. I think we will get them reunited.
Yeah.
And then I hope she doesn't confess our love. I hope she writes it in the dirt.
Yeah. Why not?
Right?
Well, you know that I was going to say maybe she'll have to get, but the so John's got both guns back because he's got Naomi's backpack now. Yeah, maybe she left her a message for him.
Oh, very well.
Or
could
maybe
be.
Her real name or
correct.
Something.
Yeah,
you know?
It's not Laura. It's not Naomi. It's Conchita. And he's like, I love Conchita until she sees him again. And it is. It's just going to be, I'm Jennifer.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. Nothing. Yeah.
I always headed Jennifer. Sorry. That's, you know, that's what she says. Or something.
Right, right, yeah. And he'll just be like, still going to call her Laura.
Yeah. Yeah. You're like Laura now. Sorry.
Forever
it was a great
Laura.
Episode, man.
Yeah, it was cool,
it
man.
Was cool.
I
can't wait.
I'm looking forward to it. And so next week, I think Rich will be back.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Yes, we'll see what goes on. Hopefully El Sinestro is all back and well and everything taken care of. And he jumps right back in here. And
yes.
We'll see. If not, I'll have you
yeah.
on again.
I'll be back on again, guys.
That'll be great.
If Rich needs another week to
but
sort
I
things
do
out.
Want to thank you very
sure.
much for jumping in. We've gotten great feedback.
Yeah, this is great.
Lots of the listeners have loved it, and I had a really good time.
Cool.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, man.
But this we'll definitely great. Have you back on and jump cool. in, like, season finale
yeah,
and other
be
ones,
great.
And we'll see.
Yeah.
But I know other people can check you out on where?
Well, Sarlacc Digest, the Star Wars. If you're interested in Star Wars, and you got to be. I
bunch
mean,
of nerds.
I mean, you know. We have some fun on that, but
Sarlacc,
Sarlacc with we have our SoundCloud, we have our iTunes, anywhere where you can really get your podcasting.
I'm gonna have him sign my titties.
I'll sign them.
I'm talking about this fat guy.
Yeah,
I'm gonna sign my own.
Oh, okay.
I was talking about I'm the sexy one.
We're also on the RLU Podcast Network, where you are listening to this very own podcast right here,
rawlifepod.com.
Yes, and also right in lines with The Walking Dead is that if you love horror movies, and I know you do because you're listening to this podcast, you can listen to Who Will Survive with myself and Paul Stevenson as we break down old classics to new stuff, and we have directors, writers, producers on our show. We interview them. We have great time with those guys. We're getting a good rapport going. That's Who Will Survive, and that's also right here on RLU. We have our own private feeds on SoundCloud, iTunes, and also on Legion Podcast Network.
Awesome. Thank you, Marco, very much.
You're
I
welcome.
Appreciate it. I loved all your theories. You guys, leave us some comments and your thoughts on your own theories, or do you think if we're right, let us know. Check us out on rawlifepod.com and give us a review and rate us.
Yes.
Don't forget to also check me out on the Sarlacc Digest. We got a huge
yes.
premiere coming up.
My God.
We will be at the Hesperia Cinema 12 all day long, line talking. Then we'll start some festivities between 4 and 6, some games, some
yep.
trivia, some giveaways. We'll be there all day. Solo's coming up.
Yeah.
I've heard great things. We have gone radio silent,
mm-hmm.
and I like what I've heard. I've liked all the behind-the-scenes shit that I've seen. I can't wait.
Yeah, we're going to be doing
I'm
pre-show.
I'm super excited.
We're going to do our pre-show there at the line live. Or okay. not live. It's just going to be pre-recorded.
Right.
But then right after the movie, we're going to jet over
okay.
to probably Fanboy Mike's house,
okay.
like we always do. And we're going to do our spoiler cast,
okay.
our initial thoughts. And probably I'm going to try to get it up that night.
All right.
But obviously, there will be a segment of non-spoiler and spoiler. So you can
okay.
pick to choose. And then when you guys see it... join our conversation on Instagram, Facebook. Let us know what you think, and I'm sure that we're going to be talking about Solo for a while.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome, man. So check us out on Sarlacc Digest, and then hit up all of your toy news and information of what's to come.
Yes.
And coming out with They're Not Dolls, and you can find all your info on that on everywhere. Toy Migos, everything. Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Our man Dario holds it down, and then listen to the show of They're Not Dolls with myself, Cheney 180 and Sergeant Bananas.
Mm-hmm.
So check us out, guys. Hopefully Rich will be back. Thank you for listening. We appreciate it. Thanks.
Bye.